Italy hasn't yet gone to the streets of Europe, tin cup in hand, and begged for handouts, but if it decides to, it could learn a thing or two from a robot in Luxembourg. The World's Clark Boyd sent us this report from the capital.
Lunchtime in Luxembourg. The streets of the capital are filled with locals and tourists. People are eating in expensive restaurants and window shopping at high-end boutiques. One thing you don't see many people doing is begging. That's because begging isn't allowed anywhere in the city, unless you're a robot at the entrance to the city's history museum. This is Luxembourg's begging robot. It speaks French, German, and English, and it's part of a new exhibit designed to highlight something you might not think exists in Luxembourg, poverty.
We were looking for a project that could make people think about their behavior towards beggars.
Marie-Paul Jungblut is the curator of the exhibit called Poor Luxembourg.
First you ask yourself, what is this? And then you ask yourself, why should I give money to a machine? And then I think you ask yourself, would I give money to a person or to a machine?
Jungblut turned to Dutch artist Casper Koenig to build the city's beggar bot.
The idea of this particular robot was so appealing because I thought, hey, it's really something I can see that in a rich country where probably people will spend some money on a funny thing like this, will make a change, or at least a little.
Dear visitor, I am an electronic beggar for the material it defies.
Fittingly, this isn't a high-end robot. Standing about 3 feet tall, it's made from recycled computer parts. An old-fashioned monitor sits on top, sporting a simple face, tube lips for eyes, and a long line for a mouth. Two CD player trays are fitted with metallic hands that continually go in and out. You put your change on one of the hands, and it drops into the machine's belly. Koenig says he spent less than $100 on it. He got the plans from a Slovenian artist named Sasho Sedlacek.
The idea was to make a really simple machine that practically anyone could assemble.
Sedlacek first built a begging robot back in 2006, then put the plans online for anyone to use. Versions of his design have turned up all over the world. Casper Koenig says people can respond to his begging robot in a way that they don't to real beggars.
The machine has a cute factor, and people are more likely to give it to a cute machine than to a poor beggar that smiles in the corner or something.
Before his robot was installed in the museum, Koenig tested it out on the street, and he filmed people checking it out.
We put it in front of a Cartier window shop, so it was like Cartier and then the beggar robot in front, and people going and looking in the window and then looking what's this next to it, and then listening to the story, and then you see them hesitate, shall I give this machine something or not?
One thing's for sure, Luxembourg's robot is having a good run at the entrance to the museum. Officials say that by the time the exhibit is over in 2012, the bot will have collected close to $8,000. All of the money collected will be split among groups that help the poor in Luxembourg. For The World, this is Clark Boyd, Luxembourg City.